From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush, reading 1906 by James D'Alessandro. Now let's begin with Prologue, the unofficial story. Telegraph Hill, May 30th, 1906, 8 o'clock a.m. It was a month ago that I finally managed to convince myself I was still alive. That day, a week after the inferno burned out, the fire clap had faded from my ears enough that I was able to hear a knock on the door of our baked Victorian. I arose from a seated position on the floor where I had been typewriting day and night on the Remington and shuffled through inch-deep ash, little clouds erupting with every step. I jerked open the brittle front door to discover an overdressed man waiting on the soot-covered stoop. He asked for Annalisa Passarelli, opera and theater critic for the Evening Bulletin, cringing at the sight of me. When I said I was she, he lowered the handkerchief he had been clutching to his nose to ward off the acrid smell of burnt everything, and introduced himself as Mr. Charles Appleby. He stated that he had been sent by the California State Historian at Sacramento, removed his bowler hat as if preparing for a benediction, and began to recite a litany of statistics. 300 miles of California coastline reconfigured. Santa Rosa, Palo Alto, San Jose, and several dozen other small towns reduced to rubble, from Humboldt County to Monterey. Nearly 500,000 people sent running for their lives. More than 30,000 buildings incinerated, including 37 national banks, the Pacific Stock Exchange, 2 opera houses, hundreds of millions of dollars in smoke and ash. I interrupted to explain that I was aware of the physical losses, having witnessed much of it with my own eyes. He then mentioned an honorarium that sounded like $1,000, offering me a position.